Good day. This is Ariel Stroman again, and I'm happy to share a continuation of my thought from yesterday, without excuse, and I subtitled it obedience. So let's just say a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity once again, and I just pray, Lord, that whatever you have put on my heart, Lord, can be said in a simple way, Lord, and not me adding too much of myself in it, Lord, but speak your word plainly, Lord. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. When I talked about Gideon yesterday, after God called him, his first task was to tear down the altars of Baal. And even though he wanted to be obedient to God, he wanted his own twist on it. So instead of doing it right away, he waited till night so that no one would see him. And you may think, what was that? Obedience? Well, the altars were torn down, and that was the point. And the next day, when the people were questioning why the altars were torn down, Gideon's father was not ashamed to say it was his son, Gideon. So the mission was accomplished. And then God would use Gideon further, but that's another story. I just wanted to touch a little bit about his obedience from the day he was called. And his excuses did not go in with the Lord. He went on. And like the angel said to him, go as strong as you are. I will be with you. Another thing about Jeremiah, after he accepted his calling, the Lord added some words to him. And he said, nobody will listen to you. Now that sounds like a bad deal when the Lord's going to call me as a prophet and send me to the people. And already beforehand, he will let me know, no one in the land will listen to you, whether it's the leaders or the religious people or your neighbors. Still, he obeyed God to the fullness and said exactly what the Lord put on his heart to say, no matter what he had to go through. And that's a lesson learned for all of us, I believe. And just want to look at a negative side of it too, because the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen, or few are elected. When God called Saul to be king, and that's a long story, so I'm just going to cut right into when Saul was rejected. Because he was also a man that excused himself at a point, and no, he was not worthy to be king. He was very humble. So if we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 10, we can read from verse 10, and I'm reading the New King James Version. Now the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, I greatly regret that I've set up Saul as king, for he's turned back from following me, and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord all night. So when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel, and indeed he set up a monument for himself. And he has gone around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal. So then Samuel said to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. What a greeting Saul gave here. Thinking everything was fine. Thinking he had performed the commandment of the Lord. But had he? Well, this is Samuel's answer. Verse 14. What then is the bleating of sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Because what had God told him through Samuel? You would slay everything, cattle, sheep, women, children, everything But he hadn't. Verse 15, Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. The people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. That's also, that seems pretty good in the natural. You win something. It's a price of a plunder. And saving the best for the Lord sounds good, doesn't it? But God had told him differently. So this angered Samuel in verse 16. Be quiet, and I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, well, speak on. So Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, when you were not head of the tribes of, were you not the head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, the king of Amalek. I've utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the plunder, sheep and oxen, and the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. That's pretty strange too. Saul is saying, Lord your God, not Lord my God, or not Lord our God, but addressing it as God of Samuel. That kind of gives him off, as I read it anyway. And then Samuel said, and this is a key verse, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king. And after this, Saul tried to repent, but his repentance was not true. It was not genuine. He had followed his own heart. He had followed his own desires. He started to make that sacrifice in the first place when he made his first mistake, because he was afraid the people were leaving him. He had more care for his position amongst his people than to obey the word of the prophet, namely the word of the Lord. And that's the lesson for me to learn too, because one thing is, I believe I'm a child of God. The Lord saved me as a teenager, and I've lived my whole life for Him, serving Him. And then at a point, He called me to do a work for Him, as He called all these examples I've mentioned over these three short sermons now. So it's a lesson to learn for me. And you see also how you read it all the way through the Bible. I could also read a verse here from Micah 6. From verse 6 to 8, I'll just read verse 8 here. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Just for the record, I also want to read Hosea 6. You could read from verse 4 to 6. I'm just going to recite verse 6 here. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. So, in my experience, when the Lord first dealt with me on this thought, it was actually at night I couldn't sleep. And as I couldn't sleep, I was tossing and turning. I wanted, the word just came to me, no excuse. And my instant reaction was, what does the Bible say about this? So when I picked up my phone to search the scripture on my Bible app, I saw a message from my father about being ready to preach the next day. And I was not prepared whatsoever. But when the Lord said, no excuse, it spoke so clearly to me. You have no excuse. You're called upon. You deliver a word from me. So I just got up and I prepared. And then within an hour, I had a message about a message I called no excuse. And then when the Lord deals with you on that way, and the Lord shows you in a way that, you know, there is a calling upon your life. Don't run away from it. Because that's what I've been trying to do. Been trying to run away from it. Don't run away from it. And I remember then a while later, maybe a year or so later, I visited a church I hadn't been in for 20 years. And I just thought I was going to sneak in the back and just enjoy the worship service. But I met the pastor in the hallway. And as soon as he greeted me, he said, you share a word tonight. And that caught me so off guard. I had not prepared anything. But then the word just came to me again. No excuse. So the Lord had robbed me from every excuse to say no. To be put on the stand like that. So I just accepted within a second. And just went into the back office and just prepared and prayed a little bit for 20 minutes. And then I had my sermon and I preached this sermon over again. And I believe in life, we need these moments. We need these times when the Lord really shows us. Like all the examples I've mentioned from the Bible. And I believe everyone listening has an experience of something. Either it's a calling to any form of ministry or just being obedient and going to a person with a word from the Lord. I'm just compelling everyone, you know, don't say no when the Lord call upon you. Just accept it, because you're just the vessel in God's hand, and there will be a blessing to come along with it too. Because to see people be met, to see needs be met, to see hurt be driven away, to see people healed, to see people brought to the Lord, you know, it outweighs anything that this world or anyone could ever offer us. So with that, I will just say God bless each and every one, and have a great day. Amen.